handle. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have ended their latest round of talks in Shanghai with no sign of a breakthrough. The elusive prize, a new agreement to end the trade war that has proven costly to both China and the United States. President Donald Trump is not exactly talking up the prospects. Here's VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the 2 days of talks constructive, adding that negotiations will continue in Washington in early September. She also says the Chinese confirmed their commitment to increase purchases of American agricultural exports. President Trump recently has said the Chinese might try to wait out the end of his first term, betting they would have an easier time if a Democratic Party candidate is victorious in the November 2020 election. But Trump has said he expects to be reelected, and then the Chinese will face even tougher terms for a deal. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
South Korea reported it first. North Korea has launched 2 more short-range ballistic missiles just 6 days after 2 earlier launches. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Seoul.
Well, South Korea's defense ministry said early this morning that North Korea launched 2 short-range ballistic missiles from its eastern coast into the sea. Now, the estimate for how far these missiles traveled was 250 kilometers, which is one important factor. The other important factor is that they reached an altitude of 30 kilometers. That's important because this type of missile that North Korea is apparently firing is a unique type of missile. It's sort of designed, apparently, to evade South Korean and U.S. missile defense.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul. No comment from Pyongyang. North Korea said last week's launches were in part a response to scheduled joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security officials in western Afghanistan say at least 34 people were killed when their passenger bus was damaged by a roadside bomb between the provincial capitals of Herat and Kandahar. The bus was carrying mostly women and children. No group has claimed responsibility, though Taliban insurgents have been known to use improvised explosive devices in the area. Meanwhile, the Taliban claims it is hopeful an agreement will be reached with the United States to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. The two sides will meet again in the coming days in Qatar. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is meeting political leaders in Northern Ireland, where he faces twin challenges, helping to restore a Belfast government and finding a solution for the Irish border situation once Britain leaves the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Northern Ireland has been without a functioning administration for 2.5 years since the Catholic-Protestant power-sharing government collapsed, with a rift soon widening to broader cultural and political issues. Britain's new Prime Minister now hopes to kick-start efforts to restore the Belfast government. Northern Ireland, too, is key to securing Britain's departure from the EU. Both Britain and the EU have promised there'll be no hard border after Brexit, but they disagree about how to avoid it. Johnson says he expects Brexit to come up in the Northern Ireland talks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Back in the U.S., 10 Democratic Party presidential hopefuls were on the debate stage Tuesday night in Detroit. Another 10 enter the cable network spotlight tonight. We have a report on debate round one from AP's Tim McGuire.
In the first of the 2 Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
According to a number of professional debate observers, last night's winners were Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Tonight's headliner will be former Vice President Joe Biden, who leads the polls among Democratic voters. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.